The lightsaber had scarcely left the Mune's grip when Wandao flew from cover to bring the attack to the Mune, triggering his blaster as ceaselessly as Markop was still doing. This time, though, the Mune merely stretched out his right hand and absorbed the bolts. Traveling up the length of his arm and across his narrow chest, the energy seemed to fountain from the hand awaiting the return of the spinning weapon as a tangle of blue electricity that hissed from his tapered fingers, catching Wandao full on and lifting him to the ceiling of the hold before dropping him to the puddled deck in a heap, as if his bones had turned to dust. In strobing red light, Markop's eyes tracked the rise and fall of his broken comrade. His blaster depleted, the Zebrak drew a vibroblade from a belt sheath and launched himself at the Mune, his large right hand intent on fastening itself onto the Mune's spindly neck. The Mune caught the lightsaber, but instead of bringing it to bear against Markop, he danced and twirled out of reach of the vibroblade and commenced parrying the Zebrak's martial kicks and punches until a side kick to the thorax drove Markop clear across the cabin and slamming into the bulkhead. 114D's audio pickups registered the snap of the Zebrak's spine and the bursting of pulmonary arteries. Now Zuto and Pepe dived at the Mune from both sides and actually managed to get a hold on him. But it was as if the Mune had turned to stone. The Kalish and the Quara attacked with teeth and claws, but to no perceptible effect. And when the Mune had had enough of it, he positioned the lightsaber directly in front of him and gyred in their grasp, taking off Pepe's tusked face and Zuto's blunt, whiskered snout. 114D's olfactory sensors detected an outpouring of pheromones that signaled the death of the Kalish. Zuto, on the other hand, though gurgling blood and moaning in pain, could perhaps be saved if treated in time. Straightening out of a wide-legged stance, the Mune deactivated the lightsaber and scanned the beings he had killed and those he had maimed with chilling exactitude. His yellow eyes fell on 114D, but only for an instant. Then he fixed the lightsaber to his belt and went quickly to his nearest victim, who happened to be Duzuto. Dropping to one knee alongside him, the Mune gazed intently at the Quara's twitching body, but precisely at what the droid couldn't surmise. Zuto's bulging marine eyes seemed to implore his assailant for help, but the Mune did nothing to stanch the flow of blood or offer palliative aid. He remained by the Quara's side for a few moments, then moved quickly to Markop, from whose crushed chest cavity blood bubbled with each shallow breath. Again, the Mune ran his eyes over his victim, from Markop's tattooed face to his large feet. Eyes closed, the Mune adopted a posture that suggested intense concentration or meditation, and Markop snapped back to panic-stricken consciousness. 114D tuned into the Zebrak's pulse and found it regular, but only for a moment. Then the rhythm of Markop's heartbeat grew ragged and breaths began to stutter from his lungs. Soon he was dead.